This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. There are days when the big news stories fit together hand in glove, and this is one of them. Crude oil closed at four-month lows today, down around $47 a barrel in New York. And to be sure, only a fool covers daily gyrations in traditionally volatile commodities. But it does look like there are some bigger things going on in crude right now than just price. See also China. Marketplace's Scott Tong covers oil from the sustainability desk for us. Hey, Scott.
Hey, Kai.
So listen, not too long ago, you and I were talking about oil coming back to, you know, plus or minus $60 a barrel.
Yeah.
What gives?
Well, if you can imagine going up on the diving board and diving into a pool of light crude, we are all swimming in it. You'll recall Thanksgiving Day last year when OPEC signaled that they're not going to cut supply anymore and they're going to keep pumping. Well, the world has been pumping. Saudi is at record levels. Iraq oil is back in a big way. Libya. U.S. shale oil from fracking was supposed to get shut down or slowed by these low prices, but production here keeps going. And now we have Iranian oil that could come back because of this potential lifting of energy sanctions after this nuclear deal. As one analyst put it, nobody's cried uncle. And so this bear market is a reaction to this unexpected glut. And then, Kai, we have this the demand side of all this. And as you know, China is the world's number two consumer of oil.
Behind us, we should say, right?
Way behind us, yes. You know, we talk about the Shanghai stock market not representing maybe anything about China. But there's other data, like industrial profits and factory output, all suggesting, you know, China is slowing down on the demand side.
Talk to me for a minute then about the cyclical nature of all this stuff, right? I mean, what's to say that in, you know, I don't know, 3.5 weeks or 3 months, you and I aren't back talking about oil at $100 a pop?
Big debate about that. I mean, some analysts think we may not see $100 oil for maybe 5 years or so, that this glut is going to last for a long time. A lot of drillers are cutting their investments, a total of $200 billion investments, to stay afloat if prices stay low for a long time. And if you want to go really gloomy, Morgan Stanley likens this to the 86 oil crash, which took the U.S. industry about 2 decades to recover.
Wow.
So that's one camp. The other says, you know, we may be in this new period of crazy volatility. Before, you know, before last Thanksgiving, OPEC was known as kind of the price shock absorber in the oil markets, but they don't want to do that anymore. So perhaps we've entered this kind of boom-bus chamber, Kai.
Who, if we think about this globally, who's hurting most from this?
Well, let's play around the world. In Canada, up north, in the oil sands area of Alberta, where it's expensive to drill, unemployment has doubled there. Most of the new projects are shelved. We can go to Venezuela, which is running out of petroleum revenue dollars to buy imports, and everything there is imported, so people have to line up for hours to buy toilet paper, and inflation there is more than 100%. Russia is careening toward recession. The Gulf of Mexico, drilling rigs have fallen by 1,000. Tens of thousands of layoffs announced here in the States. I mean, enough?
you can just stop right there. What do we know, though, Scott, about the rate of increase in our oil demand, right? Because that plays into a whole bunch of different things.
Well, we talk all the time about our oil addiction, and we think it's just going up and up and up. But actually, according to the International Energy Agency, the big rich countries in the world, the U.S., Western Europe, and Japan, their demand is already declining. And the emerging economies, yes, they're buying more. But if you aggregate all of the global demand, which has been growing at like 2% or so every year, it's going down to 1%. The International Energy Agency says it's going down to flat, to zero growth, perhaps around 2040. So, you know, there's halting the growth at the very least. And China's a big part of this, you know, not just because of its slowdown, but it's getting less oil dependent, perhaps because of all those years of triple-digit crude have a lot of us changing our behavior. Now, is that enough behavior change to keep, you know, planetary warming under 3.6 degrees Fahrenheit or less? Not at this rate, but, you know, we'll have that other conversation later.
Scott Tong at the Sustainability Desk for us. Thank you, Scott.
All right. You're welcome.